We have the power of the Holy Spirit within us, and you know, Katie referred to the power of the Holy Spirit within us, and when we praise God in the midst of trials. The great thing about praise is that it takes our attention away from what's going on, and it focuses us on the power of Christ. It takes us out of our prisons, like it did Paul and Silas. It takes us out of our prisons like it did Peter. I mean, Peter was in the upper room. He was afraid. They were all afraid. And the power of the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and he began to speak in tongues. He began to exhort Christ, and he went out. The boldness of the Holy Spirit was with him. And this is the same guy that denied Jesus three times. But in the power of the Spirit, without anything but the feeling of the Spirit within him, he stepped out of his fear, and he preached, and he proclaimed. And Scripture tells us that about 3,000 people were converted that day.
Thank you.
His fear, his focus, changed from the fear to the knowing that he was empowered. Emmanuel. Emmanuel always, God with us. Emmanuel, the power of the Holy Spirit. We're called to go forth. We're called to proclaim Christ wherever we are. You know, we don't have to be like Peter. We don't have to stand up in front of 3,000 people. But when you go home, when you're with your kids, when you're with your significant other, when you're at the grocery store, the power of the Holy Spirit is with you. So as we leave here today and we go to Pentecost Mass tonight, tomorrow, let's remember that when we go to Mass and we receive Jesus, and we have His Spirit within us because we receive that at baptism, let us go forth and proclaim with power and with boldness because we have His Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you. Glory to you. Thank you.